Yeah, that's the way it is here in the Sacramento Valley in the past month. It's Thursday, July 25, 2024, 4:48 a.m. Okay, so about a quarter after, I gotta take the dog for a walk. Angel, also known as Chaos, huh? No lickies, no lickies. Not in the face, anyway. You eat weird stuff. I had a dream about you, dog. I dreamt that there were a bunch of rats in the backyard, and you were out there eating them. You were catching them and just swallowing them whole. Yeah, you're cute. She's cute until she kills something. Oh, look at her. Look at her. Oh, cute doggy. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Let me turn this light on so I can look at my painting. Well, the wife had a dental appointment yesterday. We normally, on Wednesdays, we normally go grocery shopping, so we didn't do that. We're gonna go grocery shopping today, so I could paint. I didn't start painting. I got up. Let's see, I got up around 1:30 or so, something like that. And I had to use the restrooms. And I felt kind of tired. I can go back to sleep, you know, because usually when I wake up, that's it. And I'm awake. But I said, no, let me lay back down. And boom, I was out till 3:30. So 2 more hours of sleep. So, but that shortens the morning for me as far as being able to deal with stuff. So I've been leaving. If I leave at 5:15 for the walk, it's really pretty dark out there, but still manageable because this dog does not poop right away. She, you see, we can go all the way down to Sunrise and back this way past our house to Fair Oaks Boulevard, down Fair Oaks Boulevard, cross Whiting Way, excuse me, to Central, and then somewhere around there, she'll poop anytime. Well, actually, anytime. The elementary school to what is that, Sacramento Avenue? She'll poop. So, and by that point, it's light enough to see her poop, so I don't have to worry about it. Anyway, looking at the painting here. Okay, yeah. I'm fixing some of the colors that need to be fixed, and do you need to defining and redefining some things that need to be defined and refined. It's funny how you can paint something and then paint all around it and realize, oh yeah, now I got to paint on this again. That's one thing I learned throughout the years is that when I'm painting, no matter what I'm putting down, I have to realize that yeah, I could be painting over this again soon, even, you know. Like I said, I think I said this the last post. On the volcano, I must have painted over 5 or 6 times trying to decide what to do with it. And I'm kind of happy with it now. I don't know if I want to tackle it again. I don't see any real reason because it's a stylized volcano. I mean, it doesn't have to really be anything as far as accurate. It just has to be like a little symbol there showing that, hey, this is a volcano coming up in a green pasture or field in the country. Yeah, so the outer space part at the top of the painting, I am going to paint over because I had a different idea about what pigments I wanted to use. When I started the painting, I made a black out of ultramarine and burnt sienna, which makes a really nice black, beautiful black. But it just absorbs all the oil paint out. Both those pigments do. Yeah. How come you came over now? Oh, she thinks we're gonna go for a walk, right? Not right now. Go away. Okay, there. Be cute. Walk around. Do something else. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna and. But right now, well, I use, like I said, I use that black I guess basically to start with the darks and the lights, and then slowly put more color into it. And the outer space part, I think I could do something else out there. There's not much room in that, but I could still make little details, things that that will make sense, I think. So, and then change the pigment a little, because it's a little too black. I want to bring something else out in it. So, the reds I've been using have been cadmium red and quinacridone magenta, and they seem to work well together for me. And that quinacridone magenta and the phthalo green that I use, that makes an interesting black also. Yeah, one thing I've got the atomic ex bomb explosion out in the water, out in the ocean on the upper right-hand side. And yeah, I don't like that still. I've worked on it and worked on it. See, so that's about what? Yeah, it's about four or five times I've painted over that. It's not really a big symbol. It's pretty small, so it's not a big deal to paint over that and redo it. So, yeah, anyway. Oh, yeah, so I got the fan going on. It's 84 degrees in here, and that's not too uncomfortable. What is it outside? Good question. Ow. Boy, hurts the back end of stuff. Let's see, smartphone says Fair Oaks, 72 degrees. Oh, it's that cool, really? Let's see, KCRA says Fair Oaks, 75 degrees. So who's right here? You know, that's 3 degrees difference. 75, it's still too warm to open the windows and turn the air conditioner off. Although I haven't heard it go on for quite a while since I've been up, so it must be pretty cool out there. Oh. Surprise. It says I'm to expect dry conditions for the next 6 hours. 0% chance of precipitation. And so we got wind southeast. Oh. At 10 miles an hour. So that's not the Delta breeze. Hourly. 74. They say it's going to be the low of 74, which is what we have our thermostat set in the house. So when I get home, I can just go ahead and open the windows and see how that feels. And today, 102, not too bad. You know, it's been 100 and over 105. Tomorrow, 94. And look at this, Saturday, get your parkas out, 85 degrees. Wow, that's going to be nice and cool. 58 degrees of a low. Boy, that's nice and chilly. On my walk, I'm going to be kind of cold at first. Let's see. Yeah, let's see. So, Friday night, that's tomorrow. Mostly clear sky, low 59, winds south at 10 to 15 miles, the Delta breeze, 10 to 15 miles an hour. The Delta breeze is kind of nice because, you know, after some of these hot days and these, you know, the smog-filled, stagnant air that we have, and the Delta breeze comes in. Sometimes it's like, man, you could almost smell the ocean air. You know, you could feel it. You could feel, oh yeah, this is ocean air. You know, because you know, I spent so much time at the ocean in my life. You feel like, oh yeah, okay. There's lots of cool humidity with it and everything. It's really nice. I mean, it's cool. It's really, really cool. Just like the ocean. Oh, on the east side of the Sacramento Valley. So, yeah, everybody in the valley loves the Delta breeze. There's something to look forward to every summer, that sooner or later you're going to get the Delta breeze. Little things in life that really make you happy, I guess, huh? A little bit of wind. Okay. Yeah, I am so close to finishing this painting, I could taste it. I mean, there's not much more I want to adjust to it. Let's see, I want to redo the Justice Building, Department of Justice Building. I want to redo the Homer Simpson area. And I want to redo the meteor and the outer space area. I talked about that. And I want to redo, I got a bunch of marching blockheads on the lower left-hand quarter panel of the painting. And I have to redo the tractor beam from the space saucer, flying saucer that's pulling a dog and a guy and probably a donkey or horse up, or a cow, I don't know what it is, into its space. And like I said, well, the Homer Simpson part entails also the electron that's spinning around the atom globe thing. But yeah, so that. Oh, and then I also want to work some more on the upper right-hand quarter panel. There's the ocean out there. I want to work on that just a little bit more. I think the Moby Dick is pretty much done. I don't see any reason really to work on it anymore. It looks like a Moby Dick. But the ocean itself, yeah, I want to it's do something else there. But yeah. So I should be done in about another month at the most, I figure. If I keep painting. Yeah, so normally I used to do more painting in the summertime, but you know, yeah, with a dog it's kind of hard to do now, I guess. Because I gotta go for a walk as soon as it gets daylight. She's looking at me. He's like, he's looking at me. So I look back at him. No, I'm not gonna call her over because she's gonna think we're gonna go for a walk. Anyway, so, but now that I got a new heater, I think, during the wintertime, I'll paint more than I used to. And I really like it when it's a storm. I don't like to walk in storms. But when it's stormy and rainy and muddy outside, in the yard, I don't. There's nothing for me to do out there, you know, except for maybe clean up the rain gutters to make sure that everything drains properly. But with the new heater, it's like, oh yeah, I can paint it out here all day, not get chilled at all. So I'm gonna try to concentrate on that. I've been painting a lot here in the heat even, which is surprising for me. I got another fan about a year ago and I never brought it in here, but I got the fan in the window, but it's not really a tabletop type of a fan. So I could have put it on there and have it blow on me, but I just bring the other fan. It's got a little handle and you just plop it there and it's about 20 inches wide or so. So it pushes a lot of good air. What? What? Don't lick my phone. Don't lick my phone. Yeah. What'd you come over for with your hot breath? Okay. Anyway, watch out. Don't lean on that. You're gonna lean on one of my pants. Look at she's. She is restless. She said, let's go for this walk already. 5:03, so I got a little bit more time to go. Yeah, I gotta wrap this up here. Let's see. So Joe Biden stepped out of the candidate race, or the like presidential race, and Kamala Harris is our new Democratic candidate for president, and she's getting all these accolades that don't really seem to match up with what my impression of her. So we'll see. We'll see how she does, you know. Maybe she'll surprise me. We'll see. Okay, so let me pause this for now, and then I'll get ready to take the dog for a walk. So have a good one. John Lee Hooker, Boom 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 Boom. The other one was the Loving Spoonful, Summer in the City.
Boom 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down.
Let's see, 6:27 a.m. Just got back from the walk. Okay, so I'm gonna do my weightlifting, and then go out back and brush the dog and do some watering. Today is a water the vegetable garden day, so that'll take a little bit. What else I got to do today besides grocery shopping? So yeah, let me get at it. So get this day going here. a.m. Okay, so I'm done dealing with the garden and out front, brushing the dog. What else? Well, all the stuff out there, pretty much done. There's a bunch of stuff that needs to get done, but I'm not going to do it today. It's going to be 102 or so, so no sense in starting something that I don't really want to finish in the heat. So I'm going to go make myself some brunch or something, and see what else is going to happen. Be back in a bit. With roosters crowing in the background, it is time to paint, I think. Let's see, what time is it? 9:06. Okay, so I ate a little something, talked to the wife for a while. She's out back right now, letting the chickens out of the coop and feeding them and taking care of their business. So, yeah, let me get set up in here. I haven't even mixed anything up, but I'll have at least a couple hours to paint before we got to go grocery shopping. I got to take a shower, too, so that's going to be part of it. Okay, let me get going here. Okay, 9:31. Haven't done anything yet. My sister sent me a text about top 10 states in the country for Filipino population, me and my sister are half Filipino. Top state. With over 1 million Filipinos, California. How about that? So, I'm on the verge of tears here. Getting all choked up. Listen to this song. Let me pause it. Yeah, I had to compose myself and get teared up every time I think about it. Listening to Linda Ronstadt belt out this song reminds me, still choking up, Saturday mornings. My mom would wake us up, well, wake me up, I don't know about anybody else. She'd be making breakfast for us in the kitchen and had the radio on with Mexican music playing and just belting out these songs, just like Linda Ronstadt. Anyway, so, yeah, so, yeah, she could really belt out those songs, Linda Ronstadt and my mother. It's just, it's one of those memories that will always stick with me. So let me put this post here on hold, and I'll come back when I'm more composed. Okay. Okay, it's in the afternoon. What time is it? 1:20 in the afternoon. Ah, boy. Not too hot in here. Well, how hot is it? Let's see what we got. 86 degrees. Not too bad. Oops. So, my masterpiece. Anyway. Yeah, so working on my big paddle today. Let me sit down. I got the electrons, and the big part of the electron, the one in the foreground, let's say, above Homer's head, I painted that in along with the other twin ones. Then I painted it again, and then I painted it again, and so I left it. I said, I'm not ready to deal with it, I guess, because the background has to be dealt with. So today I dealt with it because I think it's time. I think it's going to be okay right there. Anyway, worked on that a lot, and saw a bunch of other little stuff. I didn't realize I had lightened something up, but I did. Okay, that's good. Fixed up a lot of the lights and darks. Some lights were too dark for the darks, so you got to lighten them up a little bit, or some of the darks are too dark for the lights, so you gotta lighten them up a bit. So I don't know, usually I have a problem with things being dark, I guess. And anyway, let's see. Yeah, so I gotta take a shower. Everything's cleaned up, gotta put away, and let's see. Oop, I guess that's it then. Let me call it a wrap for today. Okay?